KCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two women were killed at a Kentucky church when police say a man walked in and began firing. It happened after a state trooper was shot and wounded at an airport in Lexington by the same suspect. After shooting that trooper, the suspect carjacked a vehicle and fled to the church. Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
The suspect was later killed by Lexington police. Search and recovery efforts are postponed till morning along the Guadalupe River in Texas, as heavy rains led to flash flooding, evacuations, and more water rescues in six central Texas counties today. KRLD Radio's Chris Fox.
3 additional inches of rain stalled the recovery effort in Kerr County. As much as 9 inches of rain north of there led to dozens of water rescues in the Lampasas River, which rose to 33 feet. The San Saba River hit 27 feet. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said evacuations were underway in 4 central Texas counties, with water rescues in 3.
Meantime, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who oversees FEMA, praised the initial federal response on Fox.
Everybody there's so grateful. They recognize the response was immediate. It's unprecedented how the federal government came in and supported the state in this, and many lives were saved. Unfortunately, the tragedy of this is that so many were lost, and this community has got a long ways to heal, and we need to find these family members and bring them home.
However, there have been reports that Noem failed to authorize teams' deployment to the region until 72 hours after flooding began. Nearly a dozen states in the western half of the country face an expanding wildfire threat fueled by critically dry landscapes and spiking temps. CBS's Elise Preston.
Fierce flames from the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim. The only lodge inside the park's North Rim was originally built in the 1920s. It was rebuilt in the 1930s after a fire, with much of the original stonework. The visitor center also gone. Park employees all got out safely.
Today marks 1 year since an assassination attempt on President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. A Senate report just released says the Secret Service denied multiple requests from Trump's Secret Service detail to bolster his security. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Secret Service Director Sean Curran said in a statement the agency took a serious look at our operations and implemented substantive reforms to address the failures that occurred that day. 6 Secret Service personnel have already been suspended.
The 20-year-old gunman who opened fire on Trump from a nearby roof was killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Nationals 8-1. Jackson Churio with a 3-run homer in the 8th, followed by a solo home run shot back-to-back from Bryce Terang. Freddie Peralta went 6 2/3 innings, allowing just 1 run. He's now 11-4 for the season. The crew heads into the All-Star break with a 7-game winning streak. They're 56-40, 1 game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Yankees to take that series 2-1 in the Bronx. Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick went after a foul ball in today's game, made a sliding catch, but may have suffered a hamstring injury in his left leg. Manager Pat Murphy says he'll undergo an MRI. The All-Star game is Tuesday. The Brewers' Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski will represent the crew. The baseball draft getting underway tonight. The Brewers with a 20th overall pick. NBA, the Bucks reportedly will sign guard Cole Anthony, who's receiving a buyout from the Memphis Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
Currently 75 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba here live on location for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. It is Friday, TGIF, the 11th of July, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, along with our guest co-host, our friend, our colleague, the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 across most of these stations, the one, the only, Pat Kreitlow.
But let's be honest.
Yes, let's.
I'm just a 2-day stand for you. I mean, I am just the beginning of Todd's excellent adventure on the road across Wisconsin, along with Jane and Greg. I will be replaced by Jane. It takes two of them to replace me.
You're no Herky the Hawkeye, I'll put it that way. So.
Oh, that's inside.
That's inside baseball right
that's
there.
That's what Herky said.
But yes, this is... This is the first of our big weeks on the road, Pat.
Yes.
And I appreciate you being here for 2 days and helping us kick that off. You're right. Next week, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach of Matinair on Air and I are going to go from Oshkosh to Butternut to Hayward Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I just imagine the three of you on like the Partridge Family bus.
Right.
You know, come on, get happy.
That's what it may, trust me. That may be our mode of transportation.
I've told our audience in the mornings you're gonna want to stick around not just to hear what's happening in these places where they go, but the stories of how they get there.
Exactly. Now look at that. Hang on here.
How are you able to hold on to that with one hand? That is 25 pounds of funnel cake, it looks like.
Now look here. Our on-site producer, the lovely and talented Heather Albalk-Loy, yes, my sister, has gone out and brought Pat and I some fair food. Heather, what have you got for us? Hold it close.
We've got a funnel cake for you, like fresh funnel cake.
It's hot.
Poured in. It's going to burn
hot.
Your hand
yeah.
and your mouth.
Really?
Don't burn your face off.
Well, I'll try not to.
thank
you.
How about
thank
over
you.
Here, away from all the
all right,
expensive
yeah, right,
electronic
right next
equipment?
To that. Yeah, all right.
In front
right.
of me. Sure.
One of the great things about the fair, though, funnel cake, right?
It is one of my favorites. It is.
Me too. Pat, are you a funnel cake fan?
You know, I don't get it very often, and I'm looking at all the powdered sugar on there, realizing I may not. God, we're talking about two other things here.
Yes,
but I mean it's basically it's one very long mini donut.
That's
it is just wrapped around and around and around and sugar and oil and dough. What else do you need? Well, I mean cheese, but other than that,
it's part of the fair.
Yes, yeah.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
All right, Heather.
Enjoy.
Again, all seriousness, thank you for you and Mike and for helping out because we could not have done this last 2 days without you guys. So thank you.
Mopping up my spilled lemonade
yesterday.
Yesterday.
And just the roadie.
Yes.
You're more than that.
Very good one.
We appreciate that. All right. Thank you very much, Heather. We appreciate it. Maybe we'll check back in with her a little bit later. Pat, we've had such a busy show here. We have more coming up here in just a bit. Our colleague Mike McKay from our sister station up here, WCFW 105.7 FM, is going to be along talking about what happens musically here in the Chippewa Valley. And we're also going to talk with Ken Szymanski, great author, is going to be here with a new book, talking to him. Pat, we forgot about, I know you did it this morning on your show, Free Ticket Friday.
I didn't think you forgot. I thought you were just building up the anticipation.
He's trying to cover my missteps.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right, time once again for Free Ticket Friday giveaway. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
That's right, it's time for Free Ticket Friday giveaway, your chance to win four beautiful tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game in our beautiful club level seats. It's not just their basic seat. Pat and I have been there before.
Oh, yes.
They're beautiful seats, Pat.
They're wonderful seats. In fact, I recently secured tickets to a game in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, very
good. That I will be attending, and you're going to want to be in these seats.
It's the club level. If it's a hot day, don't worry. There's a air-conditioned concourse right behind you. Bathroom is just for that club level. They're beautiful seats. And this is for a game this coming Sunday, July 13th, against the Washington Nationals at 2:10 p.m. That's the catch. You must be able to go to this game on Sunday at 2:10 p.m. You cannot exchange it for another game. So that's the key to that. So if we're ready, Mr. Zomers, here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app, folks. If you don't have it on your Apple or Android device, open it up. First, 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose the one closest to you. Click on it. On the lower right-hand side, it'll say text. Click on that. And now we're going to give you the word of the hour. Text the following word on the Civic Media app to be eligible. The word is pitch. P-I-T-C-H. The word is pitch.
Really, they gave you that word?
Yes.
For you? So easily confused.
C-H.
Pitch. He is with a P as in pitch.
He is a Paul. Okay. I-T-C-H. That is the word. As a matter of fact, it's not. Text the word pitch right now, and at the end of this hour, somebody, a computer will randomly choose someone, and you will win four tickets for this Sunday's game, July 13th, against the Nationals at AmFam Field in Milwaukee at 2:10. How about that?
Can you do anything before the robot overlords pick one? Can you help your odds at all? Can you put like an emoji after the word pitch?
Or no, don't do that because the computer, do not do because it will, you'll have no chance at all.
Can you attach a dollar bill or
no,
anything like that?
Nothing.
No?
You have to spell it correctly because if it were up to Pat and I, we'd say, well, that's cute, that's interesting, and we'd choose you, but yes. We are not in charge.
By
the computer
letting the robots do it, it's completely random.
Yes.
No favoritism.
Completely random.
Just the word.
And so P-I-T-C-H, text the word pitch right now on the Civic Media app to be eligible for those free Ticket Friday giveaways.
And you know what?
So how about that?
It's a statewide contest.
Thank you. The attorneys on the 12th floor will come down on me if I don't. Even on the road, they're listening. So, yes, thank you, Zomers. It is a statewide contest, and Pat and I are statewide here up here in northern Wisconsin talking about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Yes.
It's been great so far, right?
It's been awesome. Yes. Come on. You brought a live animal to the start of this show.
That's right.
Barbershop quartet yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have to kick you out of here. We don't know what you'd do next. We can't fit a marching band in here, but you could pull it off if you wanted to do it.
There's dancers coming up in hour three. Oh, wait a minute. We don't have an hour three. That's right.
It's still just me.
That's okay. Right, as it turns out. All right. So text the word pitch, P-I-T-C-H, to the Civic Media app. All right, we have that business out of the way. We're going to do two things simultaneously because Todd forgot in hour one about the tickets. But it is now 11, make it 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Here we go.
This or that, this or that. But of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved here. Nothing to give away on this part of it.
Not this funnel cake?
We could give away a funnel cake. Yeah. But it is your chance to be heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media world. No better place to advertise than the Civic Media Network. Go to civicmedia.us to find out how you can be a partner, and we would love to have you. All right, this category today, Pat, timely indeed. There's a little overcast, but it's hot up here, but not overly hot. That time of year, if you're going to be out on Lake Wissota, you want to make sure that you have your sunscreen on. Mm-hmm. But in the winter, a Lake Wissota can get very nippy. So today's category, what's worse, sunburn or frostbite? Sunburn or frostbite? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us a response on the old Civic Media app as well if you'd like to do that. Pat, sunburn or frostbite?
The thing about Lake Wissota is you could get both if you're ice fishing on a particularly sunny but cold day.
Right?
It could happen.
People don't
actually
think about
I don't know if that could happen. I should ask Dr. Kreitler when she gets back in here.
Yes, his lovely, intelligent wife.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
No, I think that's true because people in winter, I've known people that have gone downhill skiing in particular, higher, like out west,
sure.
And they come back sunburned. You're just in the middle of the winter. And it's because they don't take care of their skin in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, and I accidentally gave myself a severe sunburn a couple of years back.
In the winter?
But even with that, I would still say frostbite's worse for me.
All right. So Pat is saying that.
But I'm also fearing the unknown. I've never had frostbite, so it just strikes me as something. Out of what was that Jack London book, To Build a Fire?
Very good. Absolutely.
I don't want to freeze to death just for the purposes of having a good book.
No, you don't want that. We have an author coming up with a good book in a bit, so we'll talk
Jack about London's
that.
Here?
Yes, Jack London, that's right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Cam, listening in Appleton. Cam, thanks for calling in on a Friday. Sunburn or frostbite, what's worse?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I would say frostbite, and my reason is that I watched a show a long time ago called Love, Death, Robots, and in one of the scenes there's an astronaut that gets stuck out in the middle of space, and she doesn't have anything to push her back to her ship, so she breaks open her suit and exposes her arm to get it all frostbitten and frozen, and then breaks it off so she can throw it. So she can get back to the ship. And ever since then, it's
good Lord. What, Cam, what are you watching the weekend?
I was going to say, what's worse?
Love, Death, and Robots is a very morbid show.
Or what Cam's watching.
Cam, take care. But I appreciate the in-depth research there. Thank you, Cam, very much. What's worse, sunburn or frostbite? 855.
Sorry, I got that visual just stuck. It's like a big old Barbie doll. You rip the arm off. You're beating somebody over the head with it. This went a different direction entirely.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, sunburn or frostbite? You could also text us on the old Civic Media app. Download it for free, your Apple or Android device.
You ever get frostbite?
Not where I had to, like, have medical. I've had it get really, really red, and I've never gotten, like, the gray stuff. Like, where you get really dangerous is, like, the frostbite. Your skin turns gray, and you can't feel it at all. But I've gotten it where you had to, like, kind of soak hands or toes, put it in. You don't want to put it in warm water, like cool water, and you get that tingly. So I have had that. Have you had that?
No, and that's the thing. I would not like to do that. Although I can't imagine why I would end up with any exposed skin out there. I'm a baby. I'm not like Bud Grant. I'm not like playing shirtless out there, you know, with Fran Tarkenton as your quarterback. I actually need a jacket on.
Right, like that, right. You know? Pat's idea of being outside in the winter is, getting wood to bring it in to burn, right? Absolutely.
What is your mom?
I don't know. What's mom?
Here?
Mom, this. Oh, very good. We have. You want to come over and say hi? We have. This is a great part about this show. We have a. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Absolutely. Tell folks your name and what are you doing here?
Oh well, I'm Linda Norton and I'm with the Eau Claire County Dems, and we were just singing over here. I don't know if you.
You
heard
were the ones who were singing.
Yeah,
the singing was from the Democratic booth on the other side of the building here.
Yeah, we've started our own. after the Raging Grannies in Madison, we started our own group. We're called the Sassy Grannies.
The Sassy Grannies.
The Sassy Grannies.
All right, I love that.
This is incredible.
It's a new group, and I listen to you every day.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I listen to Civic Media.
Well, how cool is that? And you listen to Pat, too, I assume.
Yes, I know. And when we go to our rallies downtown, I wear my Civic Media shirt, and I carry a sign that says 93.5.
Oh, my gosh, that's fantastic.
That's all I do.
Well, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. Have a wonderful day.
You
thank
too.
You.
All right, thank you very much. Look at that, folks. You never know who you're going to run to in the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Come on back. Going to talk to more friends here, including Mike McKay at WCFW. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Allball Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Pat has taken a little hike around there's a loop here. He's going to get more food. Right now we're enjoying one of these wonderful funnel cakes right here. Going to get to our next guest, though, in just a minute. But first of all, let's do a little cleanup on aisle two on our what's worse today, sunburn or frostbite. A couple of callers. Zomers, who do we have next?
First up, we have Jack from Merrimack.
All right, Jack and Merrimack, thanks for calling in on WMDX in Madison. Jack, sunburn or frostbite, what's worse?
Well, first of all, you can get sunburn regardless of the temperature because it's ultraviolet from the sun, and I've climbed mountains all over the world. You wear sunblock when you're doing the glacier climbing because that will reflect right off the ice. and give you a nasty sunburn if you're not careful. My personal opinion, after having lifeguarded for 6 years professionally, is sunburn is the worst. I'm not having any problem other than in cold weather, my nose, which has been frostbitten in the mountains. That does give me some discomfort in the cold, but I've actually had to have certain sections of skin removed because of the sunburn.
So well, Jack, that's terrible. Well, take
on that, on your genetics.
Appreciate the call, Jack. I'm up against the clock here today. Always appreciate your call there. Thanks, Jack. Let's go quickly to Angie in Monroe in beautiful Greene County. Angie, thanks for calling in. Sunburn or frostbite, what's worse?
I'm saying frostbite because frostbite can last forever. Just like the sunburn, apparently, like the other guy was saying. But a few years ago, it was like 60 below. I had to feed a horse out in the barn that was old. Took forever. Yeah. Three pairs of socks and winter boots, and I'm telling you, my toes are still cold, and it was painful, just painful. Yeah, I think really frostbite because of the pain.
Thanks, Angie. Really appreciate the call. We'll finish up what's worse a little bit later. But first of all, our colleague here at WCFW 105.7 in the beautiful Chippewa Valley, a legend up here in this area. And we're so happy to have him at the table. Mike McKay joins us. Mike, we'll ask you, what's worse, frostbite or sunburn?
I've got to go with frostbite.
Yeah.
Got to be. Because sunburn is... You got to use sunscreen, though.
That, right, exactly.
I mean, that's all there is to it. But frostbite, I had a cousin of mine, actually, that had problems with frostbite.
Really?
And
it lasts forever.
It does last forever. Yeah. You don't want to mess with that at all.
Oh, absolutely. So. Well, thanks for playing our little stupid things here on the show.
It's great to be here, Todd.
It's really, really great.
It's nice to have you here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
It's my second year. I came up here last year because Kreitlow said you got it up here.
Yeah.
And my sister and brother-in-law live in Eau Claire, but I've never been here until last year. So impressed. Mm-hmm. So many things to do.
Yeah.
What year is this, more or less, for you for the Northern Wisconsin?
Let me see. I've been in the Chippewa Valley for 30 years.
Wow.
So, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible. Every year.
And lots, and we talked with Rusty Volk yesterday, so many changes in upgrades here to make this a real quality event.
You know, that's the thing. When you, if I go back 30 years ago when I first got here, the stage was a fourth of the size that it is now. You know, all the buildings with... the farm animals and things were all old and small, and they have done some amazing things. And Rusty is just an incredible guy. What a vision he's had over the years. And he's going to be missed. He's got big shoes to fill, but, good for him. He gets to retire and enjoy himself. So
yeah, he's absolutely a great guy. Tell us a little bit, Mike McKay, about our sister station up here at WCFW 105.7, the FM side, the music side. We're on the talk side. But WCFW, speaking of legends, that's a station that people have known up here for generations.
Yeah, the call letters, actually the station itself, 105.7, has been on the air, I think it's almost 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah, the original radio station was put on, and it was just until a couple of years ago, was owned by the original owner. He ran it himself out of his home, it was just it's iconic. Call letters, iconic radio station, and to be a part of it has been really fun the last year and a half for me, and to be part of Civic Media in this format and 80s and 90s music. It's really a lot of fun, and the stuff that I play is stuff that I actually played when I first got into radio back in the early 80s, and I was doing Top 40 radio, so it's full circle for me, so I love it. Yeah, it's really
great. We're so fortunate to have someone who truly is, I don't use this word lightly, a legend in this area, but on radio for so long. People know your voice, they know your name, they trust you, and to me, that's what Civic is so much about, is having people locally in these communities that folks and listeners can trust.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. That's what it's all about, and that's what I try to be on the air. Who I am on the air is who I am off the air, and I know so many people and businesses and business owners and people in the Chippewa Valley, and so it's great when, a few years ago when my other radio job ended and I was looking around, I had a lot of offers to go to other places, but this has been home for us for a long time, so it was just, let's just stay here and see what happens, and this opportunity came along, and I couldn't be happier, really.
Well, we're really pleased to have you. I'm really honored. And the great thing is now with the Civic Media app, even if you don't live in the Chippewa Valley area, you can hear via the Civic Media app. Just go to 105.7 on WCFW. You can listen to you every day.
Yeah, it's great. And we invite people to check out all the stations on Civic Media. They're all on that app. And I like the little microphone button that's on there, and it's TalkBack, so you can talk to us if people can send us a voicemail. So it's great, and just connecting with the listeners is what it's all about. It's still fun.
About 30 seconds left. Anything I haven't asked you want to say?
No, I think other than I did not get the memo that I was supposed to have the big elephant ears here.
Well,
I got
plenty if you want to bite.
Look at that. That's enough for a family,
it
isn't
really
it?
Is.
I mean, that's what it's all about. So, no, it's been great. I appreciate the time to stop on in here, and I know people were happy to and excited to see you here, too, doing your show here.
And you're here tonight at the booth?
I'm hanging out here for a little while, yeah.
Right, so if people want to stop by today and meet Mike McKay, you can do that. And we're giving away a great trip to Chula Vista Resort. You can sign up for that. All kinds of fun. Mike McKay, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here, Todd. Thanks.
Our pleasure. You can listen to him every day at 105.7 FM and on the Civic Media app. Mike McKay, everybody, come on back. Pat's going to come back with even more food. I'm going to have to go on Weight Watchers at some point. And we're also going to visit with our friend Ken Szymanski, a local author of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's the All
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. Two women were shot and killed at a church in Lexington, Kentucky. Two men were also injured in the church shooting, and a Kentucky state trooper was shot near Bluegrass Airport in a related incident. Lexington Police Chief Lawrence Weathers says the shooter's identity has not been released.
The suspect was shot by responding law enforcement and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
The possibility of more flooding prompted officials in central Texas to suspend the recovery effort for the 160 people still missing from floods more than a week ago. Our Jared Eggleston is in Kerrville.
They had to suspend that because the water is expected to rise here and is expected to continue flowing very heavily.
Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling for a strong bipartisan push against Russia. On Face the Nation, he says an upcoming sanctions bill will ensure accountability.
That give the president the ability to act in the national security, but also provide congressional oversight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
The Brewers sweep the Nationals. I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Nationals 8-1. Jackson Churio with a three-run homer in the eighth, followed by a solo home run shot back-to-back from Bryce Terang. Freddie Peralta went 6 2/3 innings, allowing just one run. He's now 11-4 for the season. The crew heads into the All-Star break with a seven-game winning streak. They're 56-40, one game behind the first-place Cubs, who beat the Yankees to take that series 2-1 in the Bronx. Brewers right fielder Sal Frelick went after a foul ball in today's game, made a sliding catch, but may have suffered a hamstring injury in his left leg. Manager Pat Murphy says he'll undergo an MRI. The All-Star game is Tuesday. The Brewers' Trevor McGill and rookie Jacob Mizorowski will represent the crew. The baseball draft getting underway tonight. The Brewers with the 20th overall pick. NBA, the Bucks reportedly will sign guard Cole Anthony, who's receiving a buyout from the Memphis Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
It's 73 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinair. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live on location, beautiful Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We're going to talk about reading in just a moment. Zomer's back at the old world headquarters down in Madison, Wisconsin, spinning the tunes. We are here at Chippewa Falls, along with my co-host last couple of days. You can hear him every morning on Mornings with a conveniently named Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow, every morning from 6 until... I say that because for a long time, his show was called something else, and I'm going, he was kind enough. He was desperate, you understand. He had to kill a couple of minutes. He said, "Will you come on?" And then he introduces me as the conveniently named Todd Alba Show. And now that his name is in this show, I just like to razz him.
I'm trying to decide if we were really that desperate that we needed to fill the time.
not actually that desperate.
Okay, all right. Okay. Not racing to disagree with that, by the way. Reading Rainbow, that's what we play when we have author Laura Bird on.
Oh, do you really?
We'll be on our morning show later this month on the 28th, talking about books for the outdoors lovers. Books about the outdoors.
That's fantastic. So, again, one of the things I love when you meet different people is talented folks and authors. I'm a big believer in books. I think I learned not just school books, but reading other books. It takes you places sometimes, Pat, you can't always afford to go to when you're younger.
Yes, exactly. Although I did see a funny video on Instagram about kind of an older person mocking the younger folks who have all these fluffy TV shows and everything is non-conflict, saying when we grew up, we had Where the Red Fern Grows, right. Red Badge of Courage, yeah. Old Yeller. We didn't have reading class. We survived reading class.
You don't like Old Yeller?
I'm just saying there was nothing but death and doom gloom and all these things.
Did you ever read The Good Earth by Pearl S. Buck?
I have not.
One of my favorite all-time books.
Yeah. Who died in that one?
I don't want to give it away.
Oh, okay.
Don't sell the land. That's the story. That's the
lesson there?
Thank you. Okay. The lesson there. All right, let's get to our next guest here. Speaking of authors, he has been on this program. In fact, last time we did the show up here last summer, where we did it with our friend Jane Matinair, Mr. Ken Szymanski, who is an author here. He is also an educator. Ken, welcome back to the program, and welcome to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Hey, thanks. Great to be back.
It's really, really a pleasure. For those that might not have heard the show last year, tell folks a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you came to be a published author.
All right, I've been a teacher for 30 years. I teach English, 8th grade English at DeLong Middle School. I've been writing ever since I was 13. I sat down with a spiral notebook on my parents' kitchen table and wrote a choose-your-own-adventure book. I was naive enough to think that I could do that, and that's what I found that I love about middle schoolers, is they have that naive confidence, and you can accomplish a lot as an artist when you've got that naive confidence. So I've tried to hold on to that. And I've kept writing my whole life. And I've, in 2020, I was named the Eau Claire Writer in Residence, which means I'm an ambassador for writing and an ambassador for Eau Claire through the act of writing. So I've published 3 books. I've got one coming out next week. It's called Summertime Souvenirs. And you talked about the gloom and doom in the books you read. This is the opposite of that. This is a feel-good book.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. What made you choose or the name or the subject matter of Summertime Souvenirs?
So all these books have a summer theme to them. And why do you buy a souvenir? It's because you want to remember something about that vacation. But every souvenir has a story behind it. And so these stories are things that I want to remember. So it's like souvenirs in the form of stories.
Wow, I love it. The book's coming out next week. Where can they find it?
That'll be at the Volume 1 local store. Mm-hmm. And maybe a couple other locations around town. I try to avoid the Amazon and the national sites and really just keep everything with this book local.
Well, I think that's fantastic.
So right now it's in proof form.
Proof form.
Just a whole bunch of loose pages with one paper clip.
Yep. That is the only copy that exists. Right
really?
Now. Yeah.
Well, but here it is, ladies and gentlemen, right here at the Old Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Ken, I want to leave you enough time because you've been so kind as to give us a sample here live on the air of this new book coming out called Summertime Souvenirs. Give Ken Szymanski a little time here. He's going to read a portion of this, and we'll come back and talk about it. Here is Mr. Ken Szymanski.
All right, this story is called Stop the Ride. Before the tilt-a-whirl unleashes its madness, the announcer offers this reassurance. If at any time you want to exit the ride, give the 2-thumbs-down signal and the operator will bring the ride to a stop. Though the ride hasn't even begun, I'm already woozy. Here at Como Town in St. Paul, my 7-year-old son Keegan is not afraid to ride the rides, but he is scared to ride them alone. I'm his only companion, so if I don't ride the rides with him, he won't ride at all. This will be my 5th ride of the day. I have a wobbly history with carnival rides. Even decades later, I can recall the trauma scenes. The octopus at Thorpe's June Dairy Days, the tempest at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and the zipper at Spooner Rodeo Days, where I was trapped for an extra cycle due to an unloading oversight. Simply put, I don't like spinning violently in circles, and neither does my stomach. So far on this day, there were chinks in my armor. The circular swings, rising and dropping, made my legs weak, especially the second time. The teacups, believe it or not, were worse. Put me on a big budget roller coaster, send me ziplining, bungee jumping, or skydiving, all pale in comparison to the spinning brutality of the teacups. We take a break for some cotton candy, which helps get the motion sickness aftertaste out of my mouth, but I tell Keegan no to mini donuts. In this land of excess, I must draw the line somewhere. That's when we walk past the tilt-a-whirl. Dad, I want to go on that, he says. Fearing another June Dairy Days incident, I ask, can you go on this one by yourself? He shakes his head. Thinking back, my own father didn't go on carnival rides with me. I have a hard time picturing him at an amusement park, actually, unless he's standing there, completely unamused, maybe smoking a cigarette. Not gruff, just ready to leave any time now. Former farmer, factory worker, and Korean War veteran, this wasn't really his scene. Dad died 8 months after Keegan was born, but for those 8 months, he showed his goofier side. Despite the dementia brought on by Alzheimer's disease, Dad would transform with his new grandson on his lap. Bring the baby, and for a good 15 minutes, or sometimes longer, Dad emerged from the fog, fully alert, engaging, and comical. We called it the surge. Dad would carry on with ridiculous facial expressions and hilarious one-way banter, anything for a laugh from his new grandson. Now, 7 years later, Keegan and I are buckled into the tilt-a-whirl, and the announcer is giving the 2-thumbs-down speech. As we get up to speed, the ride stays true to its name, and we tilt and whirl and whirl and whirl. I feel awful. I want to give the sign, but I can't do that in front of my son. He'd never forget the day I stopped the carnival ride and we walked off in humiliation. I try to focus on one fixed point for the illusion of stability, but it's impossible when whirling around like this. I'm in trouble. Slamming from side to side, I want to give the sign. Would the operator even see me? Just a blur inside this spinning dome of doom. I must give the sign. I'm going to lose my lunch. I try to give the sign, but I can no longer lift my arms. My stomach slogs around like a washing machine, and now the operator cranks it up to the whiplash cycle. Meanwhile, Keegan howls with joy. Finally, the ride slows down. The ride stops. It feels inevitable. I'm going to throw up. I lift the safety bar. Don't puke on the ride, I tell myself. Get away from the ride. I zigzag down the stairs. Behind me, Keegan yells, "Let's do that again." I search for privacy, stagger next to the mini donut stand, and drop to my hands and knees. I worry about what Keegan is thinking, 90 miles from home, and the only person he knows is half collapsed on the blacktop. I pull a $5 bill from my wallet and hand it to him. Faking calm, I ask, "You want some mini donuts? Here, go get some mini donuts." He shakes his head, confused and scared. A young couple walks past, points at me, and laughs. Then I hear a voice. Perhaps it is just my pride or paternal instincts, or maybe it is my late father. The voice says, "Get up. Don't let him see you like this." Like a knockdown boxer trying to prevent the fight from being called off, I lurch to my feet. Down, but not out. After a few minutes, we sit on a bench and eat mini donuts together. Each bite is a temporary relief from the seasick aftertaste. On the drive home, I nurse a strawberry smoothie. We're buckled in. My stomach is still not amused, but we're on cruise control now. The road curves, dips, and rises again. I stay focused on the horizon, something far off to keep us steady on the good ride home.
Mr. Ken Szymanski from his forthcoming book, Summertime Souvenirs. Incredible. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you.
Story, thank you.
I just think that's, A, so well written and great to hear it read by the author. But isn't that the story that could be retold, Pat, from a million parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles, other kids, whether it was a Northern Wisconsin State Fair or in Minnesota?
And you don't expect to have a tale of generational differences until you've crossed that line and you're there and you see that it's your kids and now my grandkids. And we didn't do that for our kids,
yeah,
the way that those parents have to do it for their kids. And you realize you have a story that the next generation can't tell. And now you've put them on paper to share them.
Yeah, my hope is when people hear these, it reminds them of stories that they had with their parents or things that they've forgotten about. Mm-hmm. And then my stories trigger those moments in them, and they're thinking about things they hadn't thought about in a long time and realizing it, that they have a lot of valuable memories too. And it doesn't have to be monumental moments in life to be important.
It can just be little things. I mean, to this day, I still know the difference. I've never smoked a day in my life, but I know the difference between Benson and Hedges and Salem because one grandparent smoked one brand and the other did the other. And that's something that will never leave my head.
Yeah.
Even though I haven't smelled either one of them, thank God, in many, many years. But again, those are the moments from your childhood that you can build a story around.
Yeah, I mean, Ken, you know my sister and brother-in-law, well, and Heather and I are dealing with our dad's going through an era of dementia now. And a lot of these stories, when you realize that, oh, that's not available anymore to be retold, because sometimes you hear your parents or grandparents say these things, 100, it's like, oh, geez. But then when you can't hear them again, it just puts a different vibe on it.
Yeah, and part of, like, the souvenir, you want to preserve it. You want to hold on to it. Summer is fleeting, and it always goes too fast, and life is the same way. And this is just an attempt to hold on to some of those best moments and something that you can look back on and feel good, and the reader can feel good, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's another story about the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. It's a little longer than what we have time for today, but there is a story in there specifically about this event, right?
Right. It took place 4 years ago today. It just popped up in my Facebook memories. Yes, when my wife and kids accidentally snuck into the Blue Oyster Cult concert, and I was stuck in traffic in Chippewa, and I was missing it.
Missed the cowbell.
Right.
Missed the cowbell.
Right. And they were in there just for one song, and it was Don't Fear the Reaper.
Of course it was.
Yes.
And is it true that the cover of the book has a photo of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
Yes, on my sticker. You can barely see it. But we were looking for pictures for the cover, and we ended up using one that I took here on my phone. I just snapped a photo, and it ended up being the perfect cover for the photo.
Wow. That's awesome.
For the cover.
I really think, Pat, that, again, what Ken is doing here, this emblemizes what a lot of what the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is for a lot of people. You create memories here.
Yeah, And it's not static. It changes, as we learned yesterday, you know, from Rusty Vulcan in little drips and drabs. But over time, you go, wow, there's been so much that's different. But the memories remain. And that's the part that's it's great to capture and it's great to share.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more. Ken's going to share one of his great stories. Morning announcements make you feel good to end the show. And Pat and I are going to wrap it up. Another year here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Don't go anywhere. It is the Tahoe Ball Show live from Chippewa Falls across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tahoe Ball Show, live on location here at Chippewa Falls, the Northern Wisconsin State Fair on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. Yes,
what do they play soccer on?
A pitch.
Oh.
Look at how smooth. That's an award-winning broadcaster right there.
He's never Thank won you. An award.
Yeah. No, you haven't. No, on television?
No.
Well, you should. I will nominate him next year. All right, thank you, Pat. We appreciate it. The word of the hour, as Pat alluded to there, is pitch, P-I-T-C-H, for those 4 Milwaukee Brewers tickets. You could be eligible for the next 7 minutes by texting P-I-T-C-H on the Civic Media app. 4 Brewers tickets up for grabs at our free Ticket Friday. P-I-T-C-H, hitch. Text the word right now. Coming up at the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, and James Kelly News. Wouldn't it be great if James Kelly did the news here?
I had no idea that you were referring to it as the James Kelly News.
Yes, the James Kelly News at the top of the hour for some of our listeners here in the Chippewa Valley. And then it is our weather forecast with Brittany Merlot and her team, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, talking about those red-hot Milwaukee Brewers against the Nationals. And then the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon between 4 and 6, followed by Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Right now, Pat Kreitler and I are joined at the desk by author and teacher as well here. Ken Szymanski has a brand new book coming out called Summertime Souvenirs, coming out this Wednesday. Well, more on that. Glad to have you here, Ken. What are the other great things that you do here? You're administrator or just a
English teacher?
English teacher, and you did morning announcements, and you put together these inspirational things. You've read it to us before. Tell us just quickly about this.
Yeah, so with the morning announcements, the first bell rings, and you get the lunch menu and the Pledge of Allegiance and any other announcements. And I just tried to add in these 1 minute stories, and they all have to end with the phrase "Make it a great day," and they've got to be about a minute long. But just things I've noticed about certain staff members that might teach the kids a lesson.
All right, here's a morning announcement for the afternoon by Ken Szymanski.
All right. During a hot September practice, DeLong soccer players were running sprints across the field, but a few of the boys weren't giving it their all. Maybe it was the heat and the humidity. Perhaps it had been a long week. But after a couple of reminders to hustle, a frustrated Coach Chang blew the whistle and gathered the team. The boys knew what was coming. "We're not running these sprints to punish you," Coach Chang said. "It is to condition you for the game. If we are tied in the fourth quarter, the team that can still run will win." He let that sink in and continued. "Now, if you guys play your hardest and come up short, your coaches have no problem with that. But if you know you could have tried harder, then you let your team down. So you can't be practicing, how we have to say it, half donkey." Because what do we always say happens in the game when you practice half donkey? The players grinned and responded in unison. "You play half donkey." So whether it's sports practice or schoolwork, don't be a donkey. Instead, be a stallion. Gallop at full speed and make it a great day.
Ken Szymanski, morning announcements. I love it, Ken. I love it. It just makes you feel better, right? Positivity. You always bring positivity to this show. Thanks for being one of our great educators at our public schools here in the Eau Claire school system. You guys just do yeoman's work. Appreciate everything you're doing, Ken.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate being here.
Well, your new book coming out, Summertime Souvenirs. We'll keep plugging that and talking about that. Welcome back on the show anytime. Thanks, Ken.
All right. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Ken Szymanski, everybody. Glad to have him here. And, of course, glad to have our friend and colleague, Pat Kreitler. What a couple of days, Pat. It's been fantastic. Before we run out of time, many thanks to Kaylee High, who brought in her chicken, Sue. So thanks to Kaylee and Sue for coming. And her boyfriend, Rudy, as well, was here. We forgot to call him out.
I feel like you were trying to top Pigeon Quest.
I know, right? Yeah, I know.
Pigeons every Wednesday. You come up with a live chicken.
Well, it's one chicken. Many thanks also to Josh Showman, the Washington County Executive and a candidate for governor, for stopping by. BJ Hollers and Steve Dayton from Fireside Productions on their new documentary on Coob. Of course, Ken Szymanski, our own James Kelly was here as well. Thanks to him and our own Mike McKay from WCFW, and of course Heather and Mike and Mama Linda for helping out on the show.
Linda's still here and has just been going to town on the cookies
she,
in there.
She loves a good cookie.
I know. Is she a good cookie baker?
She's a fantastic cookie. Yeah, she makes really good chocolate chip cookies. Her favorite thing, I think, that Heather and I like, the homemade apple pie in the fall.
Homemade apple pie.
That's great.
Oh,
yeah, it's really, really good.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Pat, any final reflections here on the Northern Wisconsin State Fair as we wrap it up for another year?
I never have. If I could, I would shout this fair from the rooftops to everybody. Like I said yesterday, it's the Goldilocks of fairs. Not too big, not too small. It is just the perfect thing that you can cover in a full day, or you know, come out a couple of days in a row. Mm-hmm. You know, like you heard Rusty Volk say yesterday, one of the first things he noticed was that people were only coming for one day, and he wanted people to come back. And so over the 17 years that he's been running the fair, they've added different attractions, changed things around, and you got to love that, because you know, we've all been to things where they get comfortable. You know, they get complacent and they don't update things. And here they do, but not in such a large way that they lose their character.
Yeah.
And it just makes this such a wonderful community. It's one of the best parts about being in Wisconsin is when you have people that want to come together, make a fair or an event like that happen. I mean, when we can even attract high-priced major market radio talent like Todd Alba to come to our little fair, I'm telling you, we're doing something right here.
But none of that's true, especially the high-priced. But I'm glad it's just a lot of fun.
Look at all the lights, and you cost us a lot. You are a high dollar. Oh, you meant pay.
They're LED lights. Yes. They're LED, Patrick. Right. But thank you, all seriousness. It was great hanging out with you and your lovely wife, Sherry, Dr. Kreitlow, to me. It's great having her along. Thanks to the family here for doing this, to Rusty Volk, for our entire team in WCFW, and also on 93.5, the TAP up here for helping do all of this. We really appreciate it. And the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is definitely some in my book, Pat, that makes Wisconsin great.
Oh, without a doubt. And, hey, safe travels next week. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Next we'll be with you next week. On Monday, you can hear Pat starting at 6 a.m. from 6 until 9 across the network. And then Jane Matinier, Greg Bach, and I back on the road Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll see you back at the home world headquarters on Monday. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Time for a funnel cake, Todd. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Real money for this trip.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two people are dead and multiple injured, including a state trooper, in shootings in Kentucky. It began at an airport in Lexington, then moved to a Baptist church. Our Jerika Duncan hears from the police chief.
Four women were shot, two killed by a gunman who opened fire inside a Baptist church. The suspect was shot and killed by police.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Earlier at a traffic stop, the suspect shot a state trooper. That trooper is reportedly in stable condition.
A setback in Texas. Another weekend of heavy rains and flooding means bodies still not recovered from last weekend's flooding still are not found. The search was suspended because of just how dangerous it is there. Our Karen Waugh is in Kerrville, Texas.